ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وبعد my brothers you must have especially those of you who read Stephen Covey or Stephen Covey's principle anyway it's been taught before but there's a concept he talks about which he calls the circle of concern and the circle of influence now this relates to the self in terms of career development and things like that and circle of concern as Kavi defines it is matters that you are concerned about with respect to yourself so my career is it going anywhere my business is it going anywhere and so on and so forth matters which are of concern to you with respect to yourself and circle of influence is the degree to which you think you can influence those things which concern you so for example if you have a problem with your issue with your career that you are concerned about your own career development then to what extent can you influence that and the idea behind this I'm trying to put it very briefly the idea behind this is that you try to make your concern a circle of concern as small as possible by increasing the circle of influence the more influence you have the less concern you have so that is Stephen Covey's or at least the concept that he teaches which is in Seven Habits and so on Now, I want to talk to you about the same concept from an Islamic perspective, and that, like most things, it turns it on its head. Circle of concern with regard to Islam is the extent to which we are concerned about others. Now, I am saying that because concern for others is what distinguishes humans from animals. Take even animals. Take for example herbivores, take wildebeest. If you see, I'm sure many of us have seen nowadays, thanks to YouTube, the videos about the great Serengeti migration. So you see there, wildebeest they are attacked by lions or leopards or hyenas or whatever, and then one of them is killed, the others are running, one is killed, and then the ones who are running stop running because they know that lion has got what it wants and they continue to graze so the concern is for the self same way for example if you take zebras the zebra calf has to imprint the pattern on the hindquarters of its mother in its mind as soon as it's born because no other zebra female will feed it So now the concern for the child is with the mother alone. So the mother is concerned about her child. She is not concerned about another child. So if there's another zebra calf, it will actually die of starvation. No other zebra female will feed it. It will feed only its own. Even if it is lactating, even if the if its own calf for some reason has been killed and it's still lactating, it still will not feed another calf. So that's why Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created this amazing format in the mind of the young zebra that as soon as it is born it imprints the pattern on the hindquarters and the pattern on the hindquarter of every zebra is different so it imprints that in its mind and it follows in that herd of millions it follows its mother and it finds its mother if it can't find it it's a dead thing go a step higher lions for example will defend the young of the pride So the female, the lioness, will not only defend its own young, but it will also defend the young of other lionesses, as long as they belong to the same pride. They will even feed them. They will even suckle the young of another lioness if they are lactating. But as long as they are from the same pride. So now we see the circle of concern here is not your calf alone, but others like me. So also with elephants, for example. The elephant will feed another calf if necessary you cannot any calf in the herd will be protected by all the adults together they will not allow a single calf to be touched by anyone as long as it's in the herd part of the herd so also with bison now point I'm making here is that what you are seeing here is the concern of the circle of concern is widening so from my own young It goes to the young of anyone like me. So the zebra is concerned only about its own young. The bison are concerned about the buffalo, Cape buffalo are concerned about their young. They are not concerned about the zebra's young. The Cape buffalo will not go to the aid of the zebra if the zebra's young is attacked. The elephant is concerned about its own young. It's not concerned about its own personal baby, but it's concerned about any other young elephant in the herd, right? Whereas the case of the zebra or the wildebeest is concerned only about its person, not about the young of the herd. They are concerned only about their own children. Now, what distinguishes human beings from all of these species is that the circle of concern, and by circle of concern here I am defining all the others about whom you are concerned. I am not defining circle of concern as the things that concern you about yourself, because that is back to animal behavior, literally if you look at it, because the animal is also concerned about himself. So you are also concerned. The nature of your concern is different. The animals are not chasing career, so the content is different, but end of the day it's the same thing. You are chasing grass, they are chasing grass. So the point here is that here we are saying circle of concern from an Islamic perspective is the people and the circumstances and the environment that you are concerned about. You are not concerned about them for your, how they affect you, your own personal benefit, but you are concerned about their benefit. So that circle of influence, that circle of concern becomes wider, and that's what distinguishes the human from the animal. So human beings are concerned about others. Now, even without the Islamic angle to it, if you look at people we respect in the world, right? You respect people. For example, one of the people. We respect a lot and we speak very highly about it, say Mother Teresa. Why do we speak highly about Mother Teresa? Because Mother Teresa exemplified this issue of circle of concern. She was concerned about, and she created an organization which is concerned about the destitute and the people who are dying in a state of destitution, irrespective of who they are. She was not concerned about only the destitute Christians or people who are any destitute person. So they would go, and that's what the Sisters of Charity, they go and they find destitute people, bring them into their home, look after them and so on. If they need any medical aid, they do that. And if they, until they die, so they take care of them. So we speak highly about Mother Teresa. Why? Because we say here is a person who was concerned about other than herself. So so-called selfless behavior. There is actually no selfless behavior, because for the simple reason that people who actually do selfless behavior, they see the payback that they are getting from it. Payback is not only money. Payback is in all forms. Yeah, payback is in terms of satisfaction it gives you. It's in terms of the love and affection of people you get. People are very surprised how anyone can work without taking money. So if you see in the mirror, you can only see your face. So how can so-and-so work without money? There are literally thousands and thousands of people in this world who are working without taking money. They are working for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the satisfaction it gives them, Muslim and non-Muslim. There are many, many, I can give you zillions of examples of people who work only for the non-monetary gain they get from that. Yeah, but some people find it very difficult to believe. How is it possible? Everything is possible. If you can open your mind and stop thinking like an animal, everything is possible. But we are stuck in the animal behavior. In tasawwuf, there is all words for all this. Malakuti, which is behavior of the and the feelings of the malaika. And then you have under that is the insan, and then there is the haywani behavior, which is this dog eat dog. So only concern for the self. But concern for others expands, and that is where the beauty of Islam lies and the beauty of anyone who is concerned for everybody else. Now, today, for example, if you take the people who are agitating for whatever is happening in Gaza. The people who are agitating are all over the world. If you look at it and you say, excuse me, what do you have in common with the people of Gaza? Answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. If every person in Gaza vanishes from the face of the planet, how will it materially affect you? If you ask the people who are in the, hitting the street and they are demonstrating before all kinds of parliaments and senates, you ask them, how does it affect you materially? Answer is, it does not affect. It absolutely does not affect in any way whatsoever, materially. But does it affect you spiritually? Does it affect you emotionally? Does it affect you in other ways? Yes. Enough for you to leave your job, enough for you to expose yourself personally to danger, enough for you in certain regimes. Actually, you get labeled, you get, you will then be harassed by the governments of those countries. Despite that, people are in the street and they are protesting and saying that what is happening in Gaza is injustice and it must stop. Now, this is a very good example of how this circle of concern is widened and how these people are proving the first basic thing that they are human, that they are not animals, that they are human themselves. It's nothing to do with the people of Gaza, it's to do with yourself. Now, if you take it now to the Islamic angle of it, see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He said, Kuntum khayra ummatin, why? Ukhrijat lil nas. Allah said, you are the best of people and you have been extracted for the benefit of an-nas, for all human beings. Not only the ones in Gaza, not only the one in Palestine, not only the one anywhere. For all human beings, you have been extracted and you have been selected for the benefit of all people everywhere, no matter who they are. Now see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala widened the concern, the circle of concern for the Muslims by defining for them this. What is the extent of the circle? The extent of the circle is every human being on the face of the planet. And by definition, the whole planet. So it's not only human being. Ukhrijat linnas, meaning for the people, for human beings and everything which concerns human beings. And that's why the hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best of you is the one who is most beneficial to the people. He said, the best of you, the meaning of it, he said, the best of you is the one who is most beneficial to people. So therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also gave us a criterion to judge ourselves, to see, first of all, if we are human at all. And if we are human, how much of that humanness is there? And how much of Islam is there in us? And what's the criterion? Ask yourself, how am I benefiting others? How am I benefiting others? Very simple. Very, very simple. And when I say others, I'm saying don't take your own young into consideration. Don't take your own children into, no. That even an animal does it. I told you, every dog does it, every cat does it. So if you do it, big deal. Others meaning people who you will not benefit from. Others who are outside your own personal family. How am I benefiting others? And tomorrow we'll talk about this more. Keep the Fajr reminder short. But this is a criterion today. What distinguishes an animal from a human being? Circle of concern. What are you concerned about? And how do you define that for yourself? And you define it by asking this question. How am I beneficial to others? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live lives which are beneficial for others, because those are the lives which will be beneficial for us in terms of the sadqatul jariyah that we will create for ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.